بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We read the second hadith with regard to the meditation to make muraqabah of the presence of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that we realize the presence of Allah ta'ala at all times. This hadith was narrated by two sahaba. The one, Hazrat Abu Dharr al-Jundub ibn Junada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was from the very early Muslims. After accepting Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to his tribe where he made tabligh of deen. Half of them accepted Islam at that time immediately, while the remainder entered the fold after the occasion of Hijrah, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah Sharif and went to Medina Sharif. He was the first person to greet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Islamic greeting of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He passed away in Rabza in the 32nd year of Hijri. 281 ahadith are narrated from him. From this also we see the position of the great Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum and the zeal of knowledge, and also how the ulama have made effort and recorded every detail about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody in the world, his details are recorded as that of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see of his Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum also, that how the ulama have went to what detail and detail their lives. This is just a very little bit, but whole kitabs have been written on the Sahaba, on each one of them. And this is a great distinguishing factor only of Islam. The other Sahaba, who narrates this hadith, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he earned the title of being the most knowledgeable in the matters of halal and haram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he is the alim, the most knowledgeable with regard to matters of halal and haram. He accepted Islam at the age of 18. He was from amongst the Ansar, and at the young and tender age of 18 he accepted Islam and proved to be among the most virtuous of youth from the Ansar in terms of tolerance, generosity and modesty. Yeah, also at the same time we should think, our youth of 18, where are they? In which field are they? In which world are they? And yeah, at that age of 18 already, what great qualities they had. And this also is an indication for us that we should try and groom our children in this direction. From small, which in many families, alhamdulillah, it is happening, that the little children are brought to deen and introduced to deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him as a governor to Yemen. He passed away at the age of 34. Just at that young age of 34, but his accomplishment we cannot imagine. That today a person of even 340 years won't be able to achieve what he achieved in that age. And he accepted Islam at the age of 18. So only 16 years he was in Islam, but in that 16 years, what great achievements. And he passed away in the plague of Amwas. That was a plague also at that time, and many Sahaba had passed away at that time. And it is very important for us that we take lesson how the Muslims, the Sahaba, responded to that plague. They did not close any masjid. They did not do funny things which we are doing. The plague was there, and many more people, Sahaba, passed away in that plague. And they looked forward to it. A person who passes away in a plague gets the mort of a shaheed. So it is such a great thing forever and ever there. This little temporary life of this dunya is very short-lived, and it is hardly a dream. It is nothing, but that life is the real life. 157 ahadith are narrated from him. In this hadith, the word taqwa has been translated as fearing of Allah. However, its broader meaning is to carry out every command of Allah and abstain from every prohibition. That is when a person is staying with taqwa. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, have taqwa, fear Allah wherever you may be. And that was the relevant part to this chapter, that we always keep the conscience of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is present, and we do whatever we have to do on every occasion and stay away from every prohibition. Whenever, whatever the prohibition is of that time, we stay away from that. Also in this hadith we read that good deeds wiping out evil deeds. That whenever we happen to make a mistake, we are human, we will err, but then follow it up with a good deed. This means that one's evil deeds will be erased from one's book of deeds, according to some ulama. That is, whenever we do make a mistake, follow it up with a good deed. And good deeds are very simple, just like reading La ilaha illallah, Astaghfirullah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Third kalima, whatever good deed we do, and the more we do, the better. And by the barakat of that, that guna will be erased from our record of deeds. And we should try and do that good deed immediately. The kiram and katibin who are recording our deeds, the one on the left writes down all our sins and all our evil deeds. If we do this good deed, it is not even recorded in there. It is wiped out. While other ulama interpret it to mean that one will not be taken to task for such deeds. Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. He won't be taken to task for that on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah give us tawfiq, where unfortunately today we are committing gunas wholesale and even more than that, and we don't follow it up with any good deed. Allah give us the tawfiq to become conscious that whenever we do an evil deed, that we follow it up thereafter with some good deed. We realize our evil deed. Today that also we don't realize. And more worse and sad, we try and justify it also. And we try and prove it right also. So in that case, where are we going to get tawfiq of doing a good deed after that? So Allah give us this reality and understanding, and we can see how beautiful our deen and how perfect and complete it is. That even if a person errs and makes mistakes, doors of salvation are still wide open for him. Even if a person is a drug addict, Allah has kept doors of salvation open for him. A person, Allah save us all, when who is HIV positive, who has got AIDS, and his dunya's life seems to be completely destroyed, but Allah has kept the doors of salvation open for him also. Nobody is a write-off by Allah Ta'ala. It is just for us to turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq.